morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Cheddar and Desmond Creighton. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, and writer with over four decades of automotive experience. He owned a chain of award-winning auto repair shops and is the recipient of the Transmission Industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years of automotive experience as a master technician and transmission rebuilder, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. So sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Good morning. I'm Tom Cheddar, the host of Drive Time, and normally I'd be joined by Desmond, the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions. But unfortunately, Des is out sick with what he calls grandchild-born flu. We pray for a speedy and complete recovery. Des, we're going to miss you today, but the show must go on. During each show, we're going to feature interviews with one of our sponsors, and they'll also co-host that show with us. We'll also have special guests from the local area and from around the country. In fact, we even have a guest that's going to be calling in from New Zealand. Our car show lowdown will highlight upcoming local car shows. We'll also have the audience question of the week contest. This is where you submit your car questions about repairs or shop complaints. We'll try to help you on and off the air. And if your question's selected for the show, you'll win a $300 gift card package that includes gift cards from each of our show sponsors and our friends of the show, Third Shot Coffee and Acai, at the Gateway Mall next to the Starting Point Church, Tropical Smoothie and Prescott Valley in front of the Dignity Health Hospital. The Drive Time Song of the Week contest is where you send us your favorite car or motorcycle song with a funny or sentimental reason why it's your favorite. If yours is selected, we'll play it on the show, and you'll also win a $300 gift card package. To enter either contest, get in contact with us by going to our website, drivetimekqna.com. That's drivetimekqna.com, and fill out the contact form. It's that simple. This week being our show debut, I'm going to introduce you to our sponsors and co-hosts, and we'll get some insider information about their businesses. We have a great team and a great mix of sponsors. I've had personal customer experiences with all of them, and I think they're all terrific businesses. They're great examples of what customer-centric means. They all have customer-first service culture throughout their companies. Even with Des being out this week, I feel qualified to talk about his business, Prescott Valley Transmissions. I began as a customer of Prescott Valley Transmissions, and I had an outstanding customer experience with Desmond and his wife Shannon and, frankly, his entire team. Desmond and I share automotive backgrounds, and we started having lunch once a month, and we share war stories. And now I'm actually his marketing consultant through my marketing company, Coach Tom Marketing. Kimberly Lopez, a rep here at the station, referred to my company as a boutique agency. I liked it so much I've adopted it. You can find us on the Drive Time website. Back to Prescott Valley Transmissions. If Desmond was here, he'd want me to talk about his company's commitment to being a hassle-free zone for car repairs. In fact, it's become the company's slogan. They're a hassle-free zone for car repairs. But even though they're a transmission repair and rebuilding company, because today's vehicles are so integrated, they have to take a holistic approach to diagnosing and repairing vehicles. Some cars, like mine, for instance, are like driving a computer. Just because the transmission's acting up, it doesn't always mean it's a transmission problem. Things like a bad air filter, an electrical problem, some kind of a bad gas maybe even can make the transmission act up because it affects the computer, which in turn affects the vehicle's performance. There are a couple of things that they do to make your car repair experience hassle-free. Here's some of them. Hassle saver number one, as we call it, same-day appointments. Let's face it, getting an appointment when you need it or at a time or on a day that fits your schedule is next to impossible. And that's with most shops, of course, but not at Prescott Valley Transmissions. It's not because they're not busy. It's because they know you are. And that's why they offer same-day appointments. They do it to accommodate you and your busy schedule. It doesn't mean that they'll be able to fix the problem on the same day, but they want you to come in so they can see if it's a simple problem that that can be fixed quickly, or if it's something more serious that you shouldn't keep driving with. You don't want to drive a small problem into a big one. In fact, over half the vehicles that come into Prescott Valley Transmissions don't need major repairs. Hassle saver number two is the fact that people hate losing their mobility, having to be without a car. If it turns out that you need to leave your car for repairs, Prescott Valley Transmission offers loaner cars. Here's how it works. When you bring your car in, they begin with a road test so they can experience your concern. They need to feel it and hear it and see it and smell it to pin it down to see what might be wrong with it. Here's four possible results of that preliminary check. One is there's no problem. Everything's normal. Two is it's a minor problem that they can fix quickly. Or it could be something major that will require internal repairs, possibly even a transmission rebuild. That's the worst case. Or the results might be inconclusive, meaning that they need to do more diagnostics. It needs to be road tested some more thorough diagnostics, maybe some electrical and electronic diagnostics, computer checks. In any event, if they need to keep the car for any reason, they'll get you replacement transportation if you need it. How's that for hassle-free service? Just remember, Prescott Valley Transmissions is your hassle-free zone for car repairs. Go to their link on our show's website, drivetimekqna.com. Click on the Prescott Valley Transmissions link, and there will be a box that you can fill out there to request an appointment or submit a question, and they'll get right back to you. Boy, oh boy, if it's not one thing, it's another. I just found out that Louie at Prescott Tire Pros is also not going to be here because of an illness. So going to have to work through Louie's segment here without him. As I said, Louie owns Prescott Tire Pros and Auto Service. It's located over on Iron Springs Road, or just off Iron Springs Road, right there by Waters Garden Center. Anyhow, Louie's not going to make it today, and again, we hope and pray things go well for Louie and his team. Fortunately, I've also had some personal experiences with Prescott Tire Pros, so I feel comfortable talking about this fine company, too. I know the first thing Louie wants to everyone to know about Prescott Tire Pros is they don't just sell tires. They're a full-service automotive center. You could spend hours on their website learning about everything they do. And, of course, you can get to their website on our show website, drivetimekqna.com, and then click on the Prescott Tire Pros link. Of course, they do all the stuff that you'd expect from a tire store. They do things like tire installations, balancing, and alignments. But this is amazing. They also do suspension and shocks and struts and chassis work. You know, they do factory-qualified scheduled preventive maintenance. A lot of people don't know you don't have to have that done at the dealership. They do tune-ups and AC and HVAC work and engine repairs and even replacements. They do brakes, cooling systems, belts, hoses. You know, I feel like I'm reading a list because, frankly, I am. But there's much more they do. If it's a part of your car, you can probably count on them being able to fix it. Prescott Tire Pros also promises hassle-free service. I think a big part of that comes from the fact that their service advisors are not on a commission, and they're pros, and they're knowledgeable. So they'll set you straight. They'll give you honest recommendations about what needs to be done. Let me tell you about my first experience at Prescott Tire Pros. I was driving my Pride and Joy at the time. It was a 2006 Chrysler Crossfire convertible. A lot of people don't realize the Chrysler Crossfire was made by Mercedes. It was basically a Mercedes inside of a Chrysler skin. It's back in the time when Chrysler and Mercedes had merged. It was called Daimler Chrysler at the time, and they made this Crossfire. It's a little two-seater sports car. They made it for just about 4 or 5 years. So it was, in a sense, it was kind of a collector's car. At any rate, I got digressed there. I went down that rabbit hole. At any rate, I was trying to track down this subtle vibration that I had, and it was very subtle. I used to test drive cars for a living, and a lot of the guys that worked for me said I had a glass butt. Glass butt just means I could feel just about every vibration in the car. And so I was probably being a little oversensitive. But worse of all, when I went in, I was really uncomfortable about going in there because I didn't buy my tires at Prescott Tire Pros. I'd purchased them at a shop down in the valley, which is where I lived at the time, frankly. So in a sense, it's excusable, but it still doesn't excuse the fact I'm asking these guys to fix a tire problem on something I didn't even buy from them. Anyhow, they figured out the problem. They also didn't make me feel uncomfortable, by the way. They made me feel like part of the family. But I could tell they were experienced and knowledgeable, and the place that I bought the tires just didn't even really seem to care, and here they're the ones that made the money on the deal in the first place. But Prescott Tire Pros ran something they called a forced balance test, and it's like a dyno sort of thing that actually simulates the car driving down the road rather than just regular tire balancing the traditional way. And what they finally determined was that because my car was made by Mercedes, Mercedes are notoriously fussy about the wheels. And I didn't have the original wheels on it because I wanted my car to be real spiffy, and my original wheels had a lot of curb rash, and I was embarrassed about it. So I went out and I bought these new fancy wheels, had those put on, and they said that's really what the culprit was the wheels. The tires were fine. So I ended up getting the wheels switched back to the originals. They referred me to a place that could rebuild those old rims for me. They were like new. And I got those old rims rebuilt and put back on. Problem gone. But to me, the biggest accolade I could give Prescott Tire Pros was that they didn't make me feel guilty. They made me feel special. And they didn't even charge me for checking it out and advising me. Of course, there was a fee to switch the tires over eventually, but that's to be expected. I thought they were terrific. And that leads me to our question of the week. It's time to announce the winner of the Listener Question of the Week contest. To enter, just go to our website, drivetimekqna.com. That's drivetimekqna.com, and submit your car repair question or concern. If your entry is selected, you win. It's just that simple. Congratulations to this week's winner of a $25 gift card at Third Shot Coffee and Acai, located at the Gateway Mall next to Starting Point Church. My personal favorite is the Prescott Power Acai Bowl. It's protein-packed with all-natural peanut butter and a whole bunch of other nutritious stuff. It's a perfect meal replacement. They also serve specialty coffees, breakfast, and bakery goodies. So it's appropriate that this week's question has to do with a wobble. It comes from Evan in Prescott. And Evan's initial email said that he had recently purchased a 2017 Ford Edge that had just 31,000 miles on it. He says it's in excellent condition, but he has a steering concern. And here's Evan's story. The car seems to wobble or sway rather abruptly, especially when going over uneven road surfaces like the pavement where it's been repaired. He especially notices it at higher speeds and is concerned that it could result in a dangerous situation if he were to overcorrect. He's afraid it might start skidding or could end up even rolling over. Of course, this sounds very serious, but when he took it to the service department at the dealership where he bought the car, and then subsequently to a repair shop, they double-checked tire pressures, wheel balance, alignment, shocks, and suspension, and all that. And they told him everything was fine, that it's working correctly. And frankly, they said that's just the way it works. Evan asked us to help him get to the bottom of it, or at least put his mind at ease. So I wanted to dig a little deeper, so I reached out to Evan and asked some more questions. Louie actually helped me with these questions. He says, did you notice it as soon as you bought it, or did it start later? And Evan's answer was that he has only driven it 2,000 miles the whole time he's had it, but he started noticing it about well into the first week anyhow. And when he went back, the dealership said he had purchased it as is. I'm sure you've all heard of that before. But they also checked it, and they said it was fine. The other question is, how old are the tires? Well, it turns out that we don't know for a fact because we haven't seen it yet, but they're probably the original tires, which would make them about 6 years old. But with that low of miles, they're probably not worn out. But there is a thing with tires, when they get old, they don't perform quite as well. So that's a possibility. It's even a good clue. What kind of car did you have before this one? That's a pretty important question, as it turns out, because Evan had owned a Nissan Maxima since it was brand new in 2006. And that was the best clue. Louis said that, first of all, he says, the good news is that no one tried to sell you something you didn't need or that wasn't going to fix the problem. And of course, we all know that the most expensive repair you can buy is the one that doesn't fix the problem or that you didn't need. So at least that didn't happen to Evan. And by the way, it turns out that Evan's not alone on this particular concern. I got on the internet and I started checking around. There was over 58,000 inquiries specifically for the 2017 Ford Edge about similar descriptions. And it doesn't sound like it's an easy thing to describe. But I think it all comes back to that previous vehicle. That Nissan Maxima is what we call a low-profile vehicle. That is, it sits lower to the ground, and all vehicles react like your Edge is reacting. But because you're sitting lower, you won't notice it as much in a Maxima as you will in a high-profile vehicle. It's kind of like being on the upper deck of a cruise ship. You feel the motion of the ocean, you might say, a little more than if you were in the center of the cruise ship. So what I think you ought to do, Evan, is you ought to scoot your car over to Louis at Prescott Tire Pros. Let them run some tests on it and check those tires. By the way, I always find there's two things that makes my car run a lot better. One is a fresh car wash, and the other is a new set of tires. So while I'm not trying to sell a set of tires here, I would not be surprised if you do have six-year-old tires, that they'd go a long way to helping you solve your problem. But if it's something simple, you can trust that the folks over there at Prescott Tire Pros are going to find it. By the way, there's one other possibility, and they can check this out for you too. A lot of the Edges came with what's called adaptive steering. And that is that it's designed, as Ford says, to give you a more enjoyable ride or enjoyable driving experience. If you're finding it's too aggressive or too reactive, that might take the joy out of it for you. There's four settings possible between sport all the way up to normal, and it could be just a matter of resetting that computer for you. As I was saying, Louie over there at Prescott Tire Pros or any of his staff can find the problem for you, Evan. And so just why don't you scoot it on over there and see them. They're on Iron Springs Road over there by Waters Garden Center, or you can contact them through our website. That's drivetimekqna.com. Just click on the Prescott Tire Pros and Auto Service link. Here's an exciting news flash. We're giving away a beautifully preserved Y2K. That's a 2000 Lincoln Continental. This car was donated through Starting Point Church by one of the church members. We want to give it to a deserving veteran in celebration of the 4th of July. You can nominate a vet on our contact form at drivetimekqna.com. That's drivetimekqna.com. You don't have to reveal names or confidential information. Just tell us why your nominee veteran needs and deserves this beautiful car. We'll announce the winner on our June 24th show and give the car away at one of the Prescott Frontier Days events. Boy, am I glad to get those segments out of the way. Now I can get down to what I'm really good at, I think, which is interviewing people. And we have two guests in the room today. They're from All New Again, Paintless Dent Repair. We have Brandon and Bruce Friespettit. Hyphenated English name, they tell me, Bruce. Tell me a little bit about that name.
Well, it's actually the Pettit part is the British side, and the Fries is actually the Danish side. So when we moved to America, They joined them together with a hyphen back in England that gave it a little bit more status symbol. So I think my parents possibly felt that might help them here.
So you were predestined to be an entrepreneur?
Maybe.
At any rate, as I said, they own All New Again Paintless Dent Repair. And the first time I met these two fellows, I had a problem with my car that I took it in for. And it had a shopping cart incident at Costco. And they said, well, bring it on in. Let's see if we can take care of it. If we can't, there's no charge. I'm going to tell you the rest of that story in a little bit. First, guys, tell me, what is paintless dent repair?
So, paintless dent repair, abbreviated for PDR, is an alternative to, say, traditional body shops and whatnot, usually just to fix dents, door dings. You can do some bigger damage, hail damage, stuff like that. Fairly straightforward, just push the dent out, basically. Well, push or pull.
Right, and you say it's paintless. I assume that means that the damage has to be no paint damage, too.
Correct. Yeah, and so of course there's instances that you can push on paint that is chipped or whatnot. It's just usually not a good idea. And so again, paintless dent repair. Yeah, usually a dent without paint damage.
Right. So, how did you get started in this? It's been around a while, right?
Yeah, it's actually been around quite a period of time. It actually started in Europe. So, how I got started in it, I was actually a heavy hit tech in the body shops, and they had hired a paintless dent repair company to come in. That actually fascinated me, and when I decided to step out of the body shop world, I decided to go into paintless dent repair. Being 16 years in the body shop and having the experience of straightening metal and then putting a plastic filler over that, it gave me a little bit of a head start. So I basically decided, well, this is what I'm going to do, and I just started doing it.
It's probably a little healthier, too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A lot of folks that are listening don't know what I meant by that. What's unhealthy about being a body and fender guy?
Well, you know, you're dealing with all the chemicals, not only the lacquer thinners, but the vapors coming off of the paint when you're in the booth, the dust from the Bondo, the plastic filler. There's several things that are not healthy. Just the urethane on the windshield is not a healthy material to breathe in. So PDR is absolutely eco-friendly and health-friendly.
You know, and Brandon, let me ask you this. You told me about paintless dent repair is actually safer than typical body repairs that involve drilling holes and that kind of stuff. It's safer for the driver themselves in the car.
Yeah, and I mean, usually
I'm referring to the integrity of the body itself.
Yeah, and so obviously not having plastic fillers and stuff like that in there, you're not going to run the chances of the panel cracking later down the road or whatnot. Mm-hmm. As well as like you mentioned, drilling, stuff like that. That in paintless dent repair, that is not allowed. Yeah.
Well, on the newer cars, isn't the body part of the structure of the car too?
Absolutely.
And yes. So if you drill a hole in it or something like that, isn't that going to weaken that structure?
You're going to affect the structural integrity of that area. Yes, you will.
Crumple zones and.
You also affect your corrosion protection.
Yep. Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, it's, you know, you drill a hole, you know, you can put a paint over it, a touch-up paint over it, but you still change the structural integrity of the car. We don't drill holes. There's really no reason to drill a hole. With the variety of tools that are on the market today, with the glue pull system that we have today, if you have to drill a hole, it needs to go to the body shop and get a conventional repair done.
And if that happens, let's say now we're getting down to my experience. I brought my car in, and you said, I don't know. I think that dent might be a little too deep. There is no paint damage, so we're going to take a whack at it. And as I recall, you guys worked on that for the better part of 2 hours to try to resolve it. Now, folks, I have to tell you, when I came back in and they said, we're not satisfied, we don't think we've got it resolved for you, and I looked at it, I couldn't see it, but they could. And they told me no charge. They wouldn't take a dime, not one dime. I had to actually stick some money under the blotter of their desk because they were not going to accept it. Is that how you typically handle things, guys? I mean, how do you make any money?
Well, you know, that's kind of an interesting question. You know, we depend on our customers to advertise for us. And, you know, it's not right to come in and charge you for something that you're only getting a 90% repair. 75-90% repair. There's no reason you should pay me for that. You brought your car in. You said, I want my car repaired. That means repaired to 100%. If I can't get you to 100%, then why should I charge you?
What's the name of your company again?
All New Again.
Uh-huh. And you live by that, right?
Yes, I do.
Would you say that All New Again is your guarantee?
Yes. That's why the company is named All New Again. When you come in, you know, when we talk about paintless dent repair, one of the most important things that I've learned over the years is to bring that finish back to its original appearance. So if we think about an orange, the outside of an orange, it has a texture to it. So does your paint. So when we bring that dent back up, I want that texture to be the same as it was prior to the damage.
So you could say that you do repairs we can't even see.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
And you guarantee that?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty amazing. Where are you guys located?
We're located at 8000 East Long Mesa Drive. The same facility as the CARSTAR Quality Collision Body Shop in Prescott Valley.
Yeah. I would say you're discreetly located myself.
Yeah.
It's not easy to find. You need the GPS, folks.
Yeah.
Even though Long Mesa is a good street, it's like, it's still, you got to know where you're going to get there.
Yeah.
Just look for the big red buildings.
Big red buildings.
Yeah, look for the big red building. Don't look for their sign, by the way. It's the smallest sign I've ever seen. It's like you don't really need people to come in. You're pretty busy, aren't you?
Yeah, usually we stay booked out anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks.
But you know what I like best about it? I've sat in your shop while you're working on my car, and I noticed you never turn anyone away. I never heard you one time say, look, if you don't have an appointment when they walk in, if you don't have an appointment, we're going to have to make an appointment. You take care of people. You put people first, don't you?
Yes.
It's just at their convenience. They're welcome to stop in, drop what we're doing, take a look at it. And
so like earlier, I was talking about Desmond having same-day appointments and how much people like that. You guys have the same policy.
Yeah, please just stop by.
Even though you might not be able to fix it that day, you at least can take a look at it and say, we can fix it or we can't fix it.
Correct.
So at least point them in the right direction, set their expectations.
Yes.
Very cool. Now, I understand that you're not the only two guys there, and that it's kind of a family affair.
Yes, it is. Yes. It's myself, my son Brandon, my brother-in-law, Matthew, and our adopted son, Chris.
You say our adopted son. Brandon didn't adopt him. He's older than Brandon, isn't he?
No, he's actually 10 days younger than me.
Oh. Yeah. I know. You're all young. I don't care. Bruce, you're even young compared to me.
You know, give it time. I'll catch up.
So here's something that I wonder about. Every time I have something done to my car, it somehow shows up on Carfax. Does this show up on Carfax?
No, that's not going to show up on Carfax. Unless it goes through the insurance company, then it's going to show up on Carfax.
Yeah.
Speaking of insurance companies, how do they feel about this?
Usually, a lot of insurance companies aren't too savvy to paintless dent repair. So luckily, as time is going on, the insurance companies are picking up on paintless dent repair as an alternative to fixing small dents, dings, minor damage and whatnot. So it kind of depends on the adjuster, whether or not they've had an experience with paintless dent repair, or if they even know about PDR in and of itself. But most of the time, anytime we do run something through insurance, it goes fairly smooth, and the insurance company loves it. It's a lot cheaper option.
Faster turnaround.
Faster, cheaper, no rental car needed, and my goodness, even better in many ways, better than having traditional body work done.
Sure. You know, some of the benefits to PDR in, say, a case of hail damage versus the car being in the body shop for 2 to 3 weeks, we can usually turn a car back around and out the door in 3 days.
With a lot of hail dents.
Yes, we've, my brother-in-law Matthew and I, we've chased hailstorms all over America for 8 years. So we've got a little bit of experience under our belts with this.
Very cool. It's something a lot of people don't even know exists. So we'll...
It's beginning to catch on. People are starting to hear about it more and more. Like anything else, it takes time to get something up and running and developed. And teaching people what to watch out for, what to look for.
You see, sometimes on Amazon, you see they're selling kits that you can buy for doing this. What do they do? Is it kind of like the old plunger that you used to stick on the side of the door?
Yeah. to be quite honest with you, those kits that you could get on Amazon or, at some of the stores, they will actually work. But without the correct lighting system and without the knowledge of knowing where to set the tabs, you could do more damage to your car than success.
Okay.
So please be careful.
Well, guys, I know that you're a regular sponsor of the show. We're so happy that you are, because I love the fact that all of our sponsors are people that I can personally endorse. And you're certainly one of those. I'm happy that you're going to be back. You're going to be back at least 3 more times before the fall.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
And folks, if you have any questions that you wish I would have asked today, send them in. Go to drivetimekqna.com and go ahead and submit those questions. If you have something that needs immediate attention, I'll get word out to them. Or you can actually click on their link, and they have a contact, what do they call it, a contact us little widget on their website where you can actually request information or set an appointment. So.
Yep.
That'll be great. Just remember them, all new again. Their website's allnewagainaz.com. But you can just go straight to our Drive Time website and get to them as well. So thanks for coming in, guys, and I wish you the best.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Tom. It was a pleasure.
Here's an exciting news flash. We're giving away a beautifully preserved Y2K that's a 2000 Lincoln Continental. This car was donated through Starting Point Church by one of the church members. We want to give it to a deserving veteran in celebration of the 4th of July. You can nominate a vet on our contact form at drivetimekqna.com. That's drivetimekqna.com. You don't have to reveal names or confidential information. Just tell us why your nominee veteran needs and deserves this beautiful car. We'll announce the winner on our June 24th show and give the car away at one of the Prescott Frontier Days events. One of our show sponsors, Five Star Cars, and he'll be a regular co-host. Bruce, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good. I'm glad you could make it. You don't know this, Bruce, because you just got here, but this particular show has had a little bit of challenge. Here we are not only doing our first show, but our first two guests were out sick.
Mm.
So it's been up to old Tom here to try to drag everything over the finish line.
Okay.
But thank goodness I did have someone to interview in the last segment. I have you in this segment. It makes life a lot easier.
Okay.
I hope you enjoy it, too.
Yes.
So, Bruce, you own Five Star Cars. It's a previous owned is the new expression, or pre-owned dealership. We used to call them used car lots.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they were called used car lots anyhow. And honestly, I come from a transmission background.
Mm-hmm.
And I teased you the first time we met. I said, we have probably the two types of businesses in automotive that get the most complaints. Transmission shops and used car lots.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're a step above. And I heard nothing but good stuff about you from other people in the business that deal with you, like repair shops where you send your cars for repairs, or even the guys that just left from All New Again Paintless Dent Repair. They speak so highly of you that you don't cut any corners on those cars before you sell them.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Five Star Cars.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, I always heard that people experience less stress going for a root canal than they do going to shop for a used car. So we've always tried to, you know, first of all, make it a comfortable experience for people. I've always believed that honesty was paramount for me. And so we've always been honest. We've been upright in our dealings with people and tried to make them feel comfortable. And then I spend a lot of time, you know, looking for cars that have good histories, been well taken care of. To start with, you know, I've always felt like if a car was taken care of inside and outside, that there was a good chance that they took care of it mechanically as well. So I felt like I kind of had a little step up to begin with. And then, of course, our mechanic, who Luke has been with me since day one. He's probably the best mechanic I've ever met. And he has a couple different checklists that he uses, and we go through the cars and we inspect them very closely. I've always felt like we didn't want to send a car out that had a problem, at least that we knew about. You know, at the end of the day, they're used cars, and they're mechanical devices, and we hope for the best. But we work really hard to make sure that they don't have any problems that we know about. And he test drives them after he gets done. And we drive all of our cars. He does at least 75 miles to make sure that there's nothing we missed. And so that's kind of how we approach it, get really good cars, treat people good. And it's been a good recipe so far.
Well, you know, Bruce, it doesn't matter if you're buying a new car or a used car. You're buying the unused part.
Yeah.
It's just that on a used or a pre-owned car, that might be a little bit less time and miles than brand new. Mm-hmm. But that isn't even always the case,
not
is
always,
it?
Not always, no.
A lot of new cars don't go as far as some of the older pre-owned cars.
Well, you see a lot of cars. I see a lot of cars for sale that come up as buyback lemons, they call them. And that's just a brand new car that somebody buys, and they have so many problems, they just take it back. So, yeah, just because it's a new car doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to have problems with it.
Well, that's kind of eye-popping. You mean these cars that are subject to the lemon law that the manufacturers essentially buy back, find their way back onto the market?
They do, yeah. And so, you know, people want to be careful with that. And we spot those on the Carfax report. And that's one thing that we give everyone. It's really sad and surprising how many people we have come in and want to trade in their cars. And we run a Carfax, and they don't realize that it's either been totaled and it's a rebuild, got a rebuild title, or it's got a lemon law branded title, or it's got a, you know, odometer issue or something like that. A lot of people don't realize that. And that's sad. So we make it a point to put the Carfaxes right on the car window so people can see that and certainly don't hold any of that information from the customer.
So if a car was subject to the lemon law, it does show up in the Carfax, but it isn't necessarily something that a used car dealer needs to disclose to the customer.
Oh, no. Yeah, they don't. They don't have to disclose that.
And do you?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, we put it right on the window.
Okay.
Yeah, we put a copy of the Carfax right on the window so people can see everything, all the history about that car, at least as much as even we know about it. And that's the Carfax History Report is going to be our best bet at seeing the history on that car.
Before I forget, Bruce, you said that your guy that does the mechanics, his name is?
Luke.
Luke has been with you since day one. When was day one?
Day one was 2000. Well, we started remodeling the building at the end of 2013, and we started opening for business there the first part of 2014. So, coming up on 10 years.
And something I saw in your office that you don't expect to see in a I'm going to use used car a lot, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
Because that's what the public uses, even though you prefer to be called pre-owned.
No, it's fine, really. It doesn't matter.
But I saw the BBB certification in there.
Yeah.
Better Business Bureau. Mm-hmm. You don't see that on very many used car lots.
Yeah, that's important, I think. And, we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. And we had one complaint years ago, and we took care of it. We've never had a complaint besides that. So it's good.
That's flat out amazing.
Yeah.
Let's take a pause because I forgot the next question.
And then what goes hand in hand with that is the Google reviews.
Thank you. That's where I was going.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got the good BBB record. Mm-hmm. How about Google reports or reviews?
Yeah, Google is great. I think that personally, I think Google's probably weighted in my average better than the BBB because it's real time. And people are every day coming in by a car. We ask them to do a review, and I don't know, maybe half the people do, or maybe a little more. But it's good. They just tell their feelings and their experience, and people get to go on there and take a look and read about it. I think it's a really good thing.
I'm kind of jumping all over the place here with my questions, but we got to keep things moving, right?
Yeah.
The cars today are built to last longer, or at least they do. What do you think the secret is to long life on these newer cars?
Well, obviously, and most importantly, I think the secret would be how well you take care of them, maintain them regularly. Change the fluids, just do those kind of things. And, if they get something breaks, get it fixed. Don't let it run too long. But, cars are going a lot longer, it seems like. And
I remember when, at least with my parents, and then also when I first started driving, which I don't want to say how long ago it was, but 100,000 miles was kind of like the dead zone for a car, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to buy anything that's got 100,000 or more miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, jokingly, people say it's just broken in.
Yeah, true. Well, we've took it in used cars that had, I can think of one that had 187,000 on it. No, it was 287,000. And it sold within days. So people are getting... I think a lot of people are weighing the value because that's where the price really comes down. Mileage probably affects the price more than anything. And we can still get really nice cars with higher mileage and people can save money. We've gone through them. They're great cars. There's no reason. I tend to think that if you take care of a car anymore, you should get 250,000 out of, most cars before you have to do too much to them. But as long as you take care of them, maintain them and all that.
To that point, I gave my stepdaughter, when she was in high school, her first car was a Honda Accord. It was an 80-something. I don't know what it was, but Honda Accord. And as far as I know, they still have it, and it's approaching 400,000 miles. Now, it's not the original transmission. In fact, that's how we got it in the first place.
Okay.
Someone came in with a bad transmission to one of our shops, and we ended up with the car. But just the same, that's a lot of miles on a car.
Yeah, and there's ways to save a lot of money if you do have to replace the transmission or even a motor. If you take them to the dealers or to some of the higher price mechanic facilities, you're going to pay a lot. But you can buy really good used parts. There's a lot of them. And you find somebody that, doesn't charge a lot, and you can swap a transmission in, less than $500, depending on the car, of course. But usually it doesn't cost a whole lot.
Yeah. So. On the... 100,000-mile thing, do you think there's a difference in, how do I want to put this? I'm going to take a break here. I know what I was going to say.
Okay.
Can I start over?
Go ahead.
All right. So when I was on your lot, mm-hmm. I was walking around your lot, and I noticed you had very few high-miles cars.
Mm-hmm, right.
Most of them were anywhere from 40 to 60,000 miles,
yeah.
which is still a long way from 100,000.
Yeah.
Do you look specifically for the lower miles?
Not necessarily. Yeah, not necessarily. I kind of guess in the back of my mind I'm shooting for cars that have less than 100,000 only because the banks are going to lend on those easier mm-hmm. than they are if the car has over 100,000. We do have several cars over 100,000. So to me it's not necessarily the miles so much as the histories, how well they've been taken care of. You know, how good a car they are, really. That's more important to me than so much the miles.
Do you almost always know the history of the car?
Yeah, always.
So mm-hmm. always. So mm-hmm. you won't even take one that you can't find
no.
the history on?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about warranty? I understand the first 1,000's on you.
Right. Yeah, the legal limit is 500 miles, 7 days, or 14 days. So we do 1,000 miles in a month is what we do.
So you double the legal mm-hmm. limit.
Yeah.
And then I've heard on your commercials, and you actually mentioned it to me now that I think about it, that you have extended warranties available.
We do, yeah. And a lot of people buy those. And you really, to me, I tell the people what you're buying is peace of mind. And it gives them typically anywhere from 3 years to 5 years of an extended warranty. And that's usually the ones that we sell are bumper to bumper. So it's as good or better than the new warranties. And it's a great product. I mean, it works very well. And we've also got warranties if people don't want to buy something like that. They can pay monthly and get a warranty that way on their cars, too. So, you know, I think the warranties are a good idea. It's like anything else. It's a gamble. You never know. You might drive your car for 400,000, like you
right.
said, and not have a problem. But chances are you'll be able to get your money's worth out of that warranty in the 3 or the 5 years that you have it.
So, Bruce, I know you're going to come back. We're going to have you
yeah.
back, every 4 weeks you're going to be coming in.
Okay.
And you'll be a co-host on those shows, so you're going to get to kick in with some of your own questions of our other guests.
Right.
But thanks for being here today.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to introduce you to our our listening audience.
Yes.
So, thanks for coming in, Bruce, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Okay, Tom. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Here's an exciting news flash. We're giving away a beautifully preserved Y2K that's a 2000 Lincoln Continental. This car was donated through Starting Point Church by one of the church members. We want to give it to a deserving veteran in celebration of the 4th of July. You can nominate a vet on our contact form at drivetimekqna.com. That's drivetimekqna.com. You don't have to reveal names or confidential information. Just tell us why your nominee veteran needs and deserves this beautiful car. We'll announce the winner on our June 24th show and give the car away at one of the Prescott Frontier Days events. So my next guest is Lenora Bennett Bateman of the Bennett family, the Bennett Oil Regime. And Laura, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
I was just telling you before we went on the air here that I was kind of surprised that Bennett Oil would be interested in being a sponsor of an auto show.
A car show, absolutely. Well, what does every car need? And that's fuel. So, you
fuel?
Know, we've been in the area for 85 years and sell fuel and oil. So,
and oil too, right.
Yep.
Are you well known for the automotive oil and fuels, or are there other types of oils that you're more
well there's
well
lots
known
of
for?
Lots of types of oils. You know, probably the largest customer base to us in the Prescott area is the heavy duty motor oils, you know, for tractors and
oh, sure.
dump trucks and some of that. But we sell the passenger car motor oil and the heavy duty motor oil. So any vehicle, whether it's in a trench, you know, digging or on the street driving, is most likely using something we sell.
Yeah. And Bennett Oil, the Bennett family in general, has been around these parts for a while, haven't you?
We have. So this year, 2023, we are enjoying our 85th year of business. So 1938, my grandfather, Donald Bulacek, started the company. It was called Check Service at uh-huh. that point.
Wasn't just a gas station, was it?
Well, it was interesting. He sold ice in the summer and heating oil in the winter because natural gas had not come into the Prescott area yet. And so he would deliver heating oil to homes. And that's how they heated their homes. And then come summertime, and there wasn't much business in that arena, he was selling ice. So wow. He was quite an entrepreneur for his time and always looked for opportunities. And so 1938 is when he settled in doing that. And then many years later, long story short, the business was sold to my father, who was his son-in-law. Okay. And that's when it took its name of Bennett Oil.
So that's your father.
That's
so
my
this
father.
Is third generation.
Yes.
Then.
So I'm third generation, looking for the fourth generation to step up. Nobody seems to be.
No one's interested.
Nobody's interested right now.
Well, with all the negative publicity about oil.
Yeah.
Gosh. You know,
and everybody's really involved in dynamic lives and, you know, careers. And, you know, Prescott was a small little town, really, and now it's grown into such a beautiful community.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're young, you want to go out and explore the world, and coming back home just really isn't in the top 10 list, probably, for most people.
But, just a sidebar, I'm a real oil fan. My wife and I are invested in oil.
Okay.
And drilling.
Okay.
And
nice.
So I like to see the price of oil going up, but I'm also a retail consumer. I'm not interested in seeing the price going up at the pump.
At the pump. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, a lot of times when the price is high at the pump, people assume, oh, you guys just must be really, you know, raking it in. But the higher the price goes, the less we make. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic. So we don't like to see it go up.
I used to own a gas station. In mm-hmm. fact, that was my first venture into the automotive field. It was back in the early 70s. And gas back in those days sold for in the 30s,
mm-hmm.
anywhere in the 30s. Nothing below 30 and nothing above 39.9. It was just bouncing in that
uh-huh.
range. And the most we made was about 5 cents a gallon.
We're still working off about the same margins.
No kidding.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. And so when I heard President Biden saying, trying to blame the gas distributors, the gas stations,
yeah.
just cut your prices back, I'm thinking, man, if it's anything like what we used to be,
yeah.
there's nothing we could do to lower the price.
Yeah. And in fact, you mentioned, you know, prices in the 30s. That wouldn't even cover the taxes in the fuel.
That's
at this
right.
point.
In fact,
you
I
know,
looked
the
on
federal
the pump.
And state taxes.
Isn't it like $1.14 just in taxes or something?
Well,
like
the
that?
Diesel is about 56 cents a gallon, and gas is about 38, 40 cents a gallon. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, it's amazing, though, that someone could be so out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put it that way.
Right, at that level.
And then the other thing, I don't want to turn this into political, but isn't oil used a lot in making what has to go, even if we became an electric nation?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
We still need to use a lot of
electric
oil.
Electric is not going to be the solution here in this situation. We need to drill, and we need to drill on our land and with our people and our resources. And,
hallelujah.
Drill.
At least my oil investment's not going down the tubes. So, again, speaking politically, I don't know if this is sacred ground. Am I allowed to talk about Ken?
Well, sure. He's my oldest brother and very politically involved. Has loved politics for a long, long time.
And how's he doing in the Senate, the state Senate?
He loves
Senate?
It. You know, anything that gets him out in front of people and trying to solve problems and find solutions, he's, you know, happy. That's
with a name
spot.
Like Bennett, rhyming with Senate, he was destined to go
that
there,
was
wasn't
a pretty good, that was a pretty good alignment there,
yeah.
for sure.
But
yeah.
he's enjoying it?
He is, yep.
He's got the advantage, of course, of having a Republican Senate,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
Republican, I should say. Yeah.
So
well, we're not here to talk about Ken so much, but I couldn't let it go unnoticed. I'm just pointing it out. My biggest question, I guess, when I saw that you guys were going to be sponsors and co-hosts, my biggest question has to do with aren't you more of a business-to-business, or do you have some B2C component, too?
We have B2C as well. You know, every business is full of employees, and generally everybody I know purchases fuel. So we sell fuel to everybody, and as well as the oils and lubricants. But generally our highest consumers are the businesses out there that are running fleets of vehicles, and we have a 24-hour fuel automated commercial fueling stations that We can help the business owner organize their fuel costs. And
tell us where
usage.
We can find those and what do we have to do to use them?
Well, you know, our main office is on Sheldon Street. There's a Texaco station there. Our office building is there as well. At the back part of that building is what we call a card lock, and it's an unmanned fueling location where, for instance, I'll just, you know, we have businesses that come to us and they've got, you know, 20 vehicles and 35 drivers, and they really don't want to hand out a Visa card to every one of their employees, but they want them to be able to get fuel.
Sure.
And we can put limits on that so that they say, okay, well, this driver, he really should only be using, you know, 50 gallons a month. And we can set that limit on the card. We can set that he only fuels between the hours of 8 and 5, Monday through Friday, that he doesn't ever buy premium. You know, we can set up every angle so that that business owner can determine that, hey, my guy's out there only really getting what I want him to get versus the flexibility.
He's not putting gas in his personal car.
Right, right. We have state-of-the-art surveillance at all of our sites, you know, that track transactions as well, you know, to help the theft issue when prices get high. There can tend to be some creative fueling efforts, you know, out there for people.
Is there any preferred pricing?
There is. With volume levels, we can work into some pricing strategies that help.
Okay, so I'm just a little consumer here.
Okay.
How would I interact with you? How would I do business with
you?
Well, you
would come to our office on Sheldon Street, or you would email me, Lenora@BennettOil.com, and you would say, I'd like a fuel account. And we would go through the process of setting you up with your fuel card, and it would organize your transactions. If you're entering your odometer reading every time you fuel, it's going to spit out your mile per gallon on your invoice every month and tell you what mile per gallon you're getting with that particular vehicle. So imagine a business with a fleet of cars or trucks or whatever. You know, that's one of their probably largest expenses besides employees. So there's a use for us in about every application out there, Tom.
So I'm going to have you back as a guest host. Mm-hmm. And with your permission, I want to have a gal on. She'll be a special guest that day, but she has an organization called Amazing Women in Auto Care. I don't know. It just came to mind. She'd
sure.
be perfect
yeah.
for you to help interview.
Yeah. No, this is this probably isn't the most typical women's business out there, but I've been in it my whole life. I grew up in these fuel trucks with my dad traveling to Phoenix to go pick up fuel. And it's very natural for me to be talking trucks and automotives and, you know, lubricants and fuel and octanes and flashpoint. And
oh, boy, I've got some of those questions for you. We'll do that in our next interview, okay?
Okay.
So thanks for coming in. Lenora, Tom Cheddar.
Thank you, Tom.
Good to have you here. And
thank you.
Come on back and see us, okay?
Okay.
In the meantime, look them up on our website, drivetimekqna.com, and click on the Bennett Oil logo. It's a link directly to their website. Thank you. It's time to announce the winner of the Drive Time Song of the Week contest. To enter, just go to our website, drivetimekqna.com. That's drivetimekqna.com. And submit your favorite car or cycle song with a funny or a sentimental story about why it's your favorite. Congratulations to this week's winner of a $25 gift card at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe located on Florentine Road in front of Dignity Health in Prescott Valley. I love their peanut butter cup smoothie with peanut butter, banana, and chocolate, and I like adding a shot of coffee for a little extra pop. They also serve sandwiches, flatbreads, and wraps. This week's winner is Bruce from Prescott Lakes. Bruce says his favorite car song is The Little Lady from Pasadena by the Beach Boys.
It was a Friday night, and my parents had left me home alone. I was only 15, and I didn't have a driver's license, but I decided to borrow my dad's 1950 souped-up Oldsmobile coupe and went cruising on Colorado Boulevard. I narrowly missed getting pulled over by a cop, but by ducking down a side street, I avoided it. Having successfully done that, I was happy to get the car and myself home safely. To this day, my parents have no idea.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena. The little old lady from Pasadena. Pretty little flower bed of white gardenias.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock Dodge.
And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena.
She's the terror of
Well, I guess Bruce believes in the old saying, it's better to beg forgiveness than ask permission. Remember to join Desmond and me next week when our co-host will be Louis Gomez, the owner of Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service, and we'll be joined by a special guest, Russell Branham, the director of track operations at Talladega Super Speedway. Until next week, enjoy your ride and may God keep you safe. It's drive time.